was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RVN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones. Today's date is February the 6th, 2017, and we are discussing the Bundy Ranch trials out in Nevada, as well as the Maujer protest trials that are starting over there out in Portland, Oregon. And we've been discussing the mixture of the different things, but I wanted to also let you know, Eric, it was reported also that as the Bundy Ranch trial is beginning, Congress is seeking to shut your mouth on illegal public land management. This was also reported by Tim Brown. And it states, and it stated that as the Bundy Ranch trials are going to begin soon, with that in mind, the political prisoners in the case are seeking to make the Constitution and the Bureau of Land Management the focal point of the case to expose the lawlessness of the agency, as well as the unconstitutional actions of the central government to grab land that the Constitution says it cannot obtain except through the state legislature. Now, let's remember something. It not only says except through the state legislature has to approve it, they also have to purchase it. They haven't purchased anything, okay? So they write on the sheet of paper, oh, this is ours. President signs it. Well, okay, so now it's yours. No, it doesn't work that way. It has to be agreed with the state legislature. State legislature, they also have to purchase it from the state, none of which has happened. They can't provide any kind of title to any of it, and they know it. And that is why they're fighting this so badly. So what it says in this article, it says that now congressmen are attempting to shut your mouth from declaring what can be done on the unconstitutionally usurped lands by the BLM. Ammo Land editor Duncan Johnson wrote, quote, sportsmen, landowners, and former Bureau of Land Management employees strongly criticized a move by senators and representatives to overturn the BLM's revised land use planning rule known as Planning 2.0. Using the obscure and rarely used Congressional Review Act, federal decision makers took a first step toward repealing a new rule and rolling back opportunities for public to have more say in land management decisions. In a statement, Senate co-sponsors of Congressional Review Act resolution cite that information about the final rule, namely that it fails to prioritize feedback from all stakeholders, including local governments. However, if lawmakers are successful, the BLM would be forced to continue using outdated guidelines for land use planning established in 1983, which keep the public in the dark until the very late in the planning process. Congressional Review Act is a little-known law that enables Congress to roll back regulations within 60 legislative days of their enactment. The BLM planning rule, while under development since 2014, was finalized in December 2016, so it falls within the window of eligibility for review and for repeal by the CRA. The process has only been successful one time. So what it is saying here is it says it's been publicly recognized by the county commissioners and conservation districts that BLM took meaningful steps between the draft and final planning rules to accommodate requests from local governments and the public to improve the process, says Whit Fosber, president and CEO of Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. Now, Congress is working to reduce agency transparency and limit the public's ability to have a say in how their public lands are managed. While a few concerns might remain, Congress is going about this the wrong way. Western Landowners Alliance supports the BLM's efforts in updating planning to meet today's need in the West, says Leslie Allison, executive director of the Western Landowners Alliance. There are opportunities for improvement, but not to the detriment of eliminating all good progress that has been made to date. We believe working through the Secretary of Interior is the best way to achieve our goals and constructively address any remaining concerns with the rule. Roosevelt was a usurper of the Constitution own right in illegally grabbing land from the states. Johnson points out
What in God's name does the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership have any authority over our land today for? That's number one. Oh, John Lamb's on. Where you want to scoot over to him?
Oh, yes, everyone. Welcome, John. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing well. We've been covering the information that we have so far on what is going on in Nevada and Oregon, and from what I understand, you are there, so we would love to get an update from you.
Yes, I can give you a firsthand update. First off, Thomas has called me one more time. He called me last night and talked just briefly. We did. He's doing real good. He's still in solitary confinement 22 hours a day, so he just briefly gets out. But he seems like in good spirits. As long as he's able to communicate, he says he wasn't able to get a hold of somebody to talk to when he was out one day, and he was kind of having anxiety over it and a little bit of depression, which I can totally understand that when you're just lost from the outside world. So,
right.
I know letters would be much appreciated for him. Letters and anybody who wants him to call them, I guess. He would that communication it uplifts their spirit when you're getting some communication from the outside. I can just imagine how that's been so much important. So he's it's good when we can talk to him and get letters to him.
And Oregon, Eric, if you could pull up that address after John, and then we'll try to get that out to the people if you have that. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
That'd be awesome if they could put anything on his commissary, even if it's $5 or it doesn't really, any little thing is going to help him so he can write letters back and buy envelopes and stamps and everything in there. Nothing's free for him at all. So he needs every little bit of help he can get. We're all helping him, but everything is much appreciated. So
absolutely.
Over in Oregon then today, we had three of the defendants over there that took a plea deal. And three of them, Sean and Sandy Anderson and Dylan Anderson, they're not related. Dylan is not related to Sean and Sandy, but they have the same last name. Those three took a plea deal, which we know was staged. The government had charges on them like they did for everybody, all the felony charges. And then after the not guilty verdict, the government came and added some additional charges, misdemeanor charges, to these guys because they knew they could not win on the conspiracy. And they were not going to get a jury trial for these misdemeanor charges. So the additional four defendants that are facing trial now on the 14th, just coming up next week, they're going to get a jury trial on the felony charges, and then they're going to get a misdemeanor. They're going to get a judge's trial, a bench trial on the additional. They're being violated of their rights, which is totally wrong here again. They're not getting a jury trial on these additional misdemeanor charges, which they could face jail time for those alone. So it just shows more corruption that's in the court. But three of these defendants decided to go ahead and take a plea deal that the government offered them, and they dropped all charges except the trespassing charge. So those three have taken it. What's that?
It just kills me. I would love to know how in the heck you get people for trespassing on public property. I mean, that just blows my mind.
Well, the only reason they even took the charge, and you're not trespassing. Even they made a public statement afterwards, a press release after the court hearing, telling their reasons for it. They said it's a public camping and hunting area. So for one, you can hunt birds out there, so guns are allowed. It's public camping, so people are allowed to camp anyway out there. These individuals did not go into the building. They didn't even sleep in the building. They slept out in tents in a designated camping area. But they felt like they were not getting a fair trial. The because the judge was not going to give them a jury trial. They knew they could win with a jury. But the judge had already convicted them either way. So they went ahead and took the plea deal, and which I'm disappointed in, but I still stand behind these individuals. They're strong individuals. They've been fighting hard. They just felt like it was rigged, and they said their fight is going to have to be somewhere else. They're going to have to pick a new battleground because of it being rigged. So
absolutely. We understand. We're not there. They know it's rigged. You know, I've dealt with other cases like that, too, where people take that plea bargain because they know no matter what they do, the judges are not going to allow a lawful trial. They're not going to allow due process. They're not going to allow proof to be able to prove them innocent. So we understand, but with that being said, they can probably actually go back on them for that because that is under threat, duress, and coercion. Just for the simple
you can
fact
write a declaration. Absolutely. I don't begrudge people signing something or taking a plea. If it's a trespassing charge, that's really, really minor. And you know what I say? You live to fight another day. And you can do a declaration of retraction. Do it later on. Do a declaration of retraction. File it with the court. And just, I, a living man, and put your name in there. Hereby retract the statement I made. I was under duress and emotional distress are the two terms you use. And that's what the term is for. If somebody puts a gun to your head and says, sign this, I mean, look, sign it, get out, and then fight your battle from the outside where you'll have a much better chance of winning, especially in the long run as we start taking back this republic.
That's right. That's exactly what they said today. That was their kind of in their statement. They said, we're going to take our battle to another time, and we're living to fight another day. So,
it was emotional day for them. We definitely understand that.
Yes.
So we're
going to
catch up with
the enemy later. They can be assured of that.
Do you know if they were released, John?
Yeah, they are. So Sean and Sandy Anderson, they're going to get it. They're released. They're going to spend 1 year unsupervised probation in time served. So they have no more jail time. The best part about this is Sean Anderson, with this plea deal, he forced them to give him his guns back. So all three maintain their gun rights. It's just a misdemeanor, and it will be time served that they've already served already. And they will have 1 year unsupervised probation, and he gets his guns back. So that's the best part about this whole deal.
That's good. How long were they sitting in jail, though, before this happened?
They spent almost 6 months. Almost 6 months in jail. So,
right. And how many people get 6 months in jail for trespassing charges?
That's the thing. It's excessive. They don't. And the government knew they were losing. The prosecution, they were struggling to get something on these guys, and they knew that was the only way they could get it. Yep.
Okay, so let me make sure that I'm correct then. In Oregon, right now, what the individuals that are going to be facing jury trial right now, if I'm incorrect on anything, let me know, John. Daryl Thorne, Dwayne Emmer, Jake Ryan, and Jason Patrick. Am I missing anybody?
That's correct. So those four. Those four now, they're refusing to take any plea deal. They're saying that they're standing their ground, that they are not guilty of all these charges, and they're not going to take a plea deal. So these four are going to continue to trial.
Good. Okay.
And that's just as good. And then if it goes bad, they can always appeal it. Take it to the appeals court.
Yeah,
you got a better chance there than you do at the lower courts.
Yes, exactly. So we're looking good over there. They're feeling very comfortable. Portland's very ready for trial next week now, and there's got some strong individuals ready for trial starting next on the 14th.
Okay. Can you tell the individuals that are listening? I don't know if you know the address or whatever, or the name of the courthouse, just in case they want to show up to be out there and support and protest, just like everybody did for the Bundys.
Yes,
they're
in Portland. It's 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue. So 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue. It's the federal courthouse. It's right downtown Portland, Oregon. That was my home for 48 days protesting and standing for the first guys at the trial. So I lived at that corner for 48 solid days.
Yeah, y'all cooked some hot dogs, too. I saw y'all fed some homeless people, too. That was great.
We were. We was feeding the homeless. We even had homeless people flying flags and signs, and they were supporting us. And it was, we got a pretty good relationship with a lot of the homeless down there. There's some pretty good people.
Oh, yeah. Well, most
forget,
of the time
and
they
don't
are.
Forget the, don't forget the nullification flyers. I got to say it again, because even if the jury's already been selected, they have to walk across that parking lot and in that door every morning. So if you're really determined and you want to get the word out there, all it takes is one or two of them, and then these guys walk free. So get out there early before the doors open each day and get the jury nullification flyers. Some of those jurors are going to have to walk in those doors. So they're going to get the flyer if you're there handing them out. So even if our jury has already been selected, still want to get down there every morning and pass those flyers out as every day that trial's going on up until the verdict's read.
We gave away over 1,000 jury notifications in the last trial, and we had a big sign out there the whole time that was about 2 foot tall by 6 foot long. This time we have ordered a new sign, and we have a sign that's 5 foot tall by 20 foot long that says jury nullification. And then on the bottom of it, it says, know your rights as a juror. And that's the sign.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's a great big old sign. We have one for Nevada and one for Portland, Oregon, both. We believe that jury nullification last time is really what got to the jurors. The jurors, after the trial, came down and talked to us about it, said they had seen that sign, and we believe it really worked. And we're doing the same thing out here in Nevada. Tomorrow, we're going to pass out over 500 jury nullifications tomorrow alone. We have jury selection. It's the second day of jury selection. So today, we had our first day, and about 50 jurors were questioned and went through the jury pool through the courthouse today. And we have another 50 tomorrow. And it's looking really good. We've got some really good, strong jurors here in Nevada. These jurors, they know the Constitution. They believe in the First and Second Amendment. They were asked these questions over and over again, and we really did not find a single juror that said they did not believe in the First and Second Amendment. Every single juror today said they believe the right to carry and bear arms shall not be infringed. None of them was scared of guns. Most of them have had guns in their home, or their parents had guns, and they said not one single one raised their hand and said they were scared of guns. They all said guns were a common thing in their home. So it's really looking good out here in Nevada.
Okay, so today, just to recap today, they were in jury selection process today. There were 50 that were basically vetted today, correct?
Yes, for jury selection.
And there's going to be a second day of that tomorrow. How many days are they going to go through to try to decide on who those jurors are going to be for the upcoming trial? Do you know?
We think just tomorrow will be the last day. The government thought it was going to take 5 days, but we had such good luck with the jurors today and good feeling that the defense team pretty much got rid of no jurors. The government got rid of 20 of the 25 they got rid of. So the defense team dismissed 5 jurors, and the government dismissed 20 of them. So we still have 25 sitting jurors right now. But the judge, she wants a total of 40 and then we're going to go through 50 jurors once we have them seated and pick our 12 jurors out of them.
Okay, so you're saying the government got rid of 25, is that correct?
20. They got rid of 20 today.
20. They got rid of 20 today of the 50. Any clue as to why? They were probably hardcore constitutionalists, I'm thinking.
Yes, there were several of those out of that 20 that knew of something of the case. They sympathized with the Bundys. They supported them. They their family and friends, their next-door neighbors. I mean, the majority of those...
That's a jury of their peers, though.
Yes, a jury of their peers. They're ranchers. They're, you know, from that part of the country. So we're seeing a good selection of what the population of Nevada actually feels. Nevada themselves are for ranchers. They're for the Constitution. Today, prove that with these jurors.
Right.
That's good.
So now let me make sure I'm correct on this. The jury selection right now that's going on in Nevada, this is for the following individuals: Stephen Stewart, Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Greg Burleson, Todd Engel, and Ricky Loneline. Is that correct?
That's correct. Those six individuals.
Okay. And what, well, obviously, if they're still working on jury selection, is there a date they have on the date that the trial is supposed to start yet?
Yeah, looks like if we can get the jury seated, they're talking about possibly being done tomorrow. We would start on Wednesday then and start with opening arguments. Wednesday or Thursday at this point.
Okay.
Nice.
And now,
what's that?
Go ahead.
But all six of these gentlemen, these defendants, are still incarcerated. They were moved last Thursday to a new holding facility near the jail. The marshals have been treating these individuals horribly. For four solid days, all six of these individuals were left in a lockup drunk tank. None of them had showers. None of them got a change of clothes, to shave, to clean up at all for four solid days. Yesterday, we knew they were going to have trial, and we started hearing about this. We went out to the jail and started protesting and calling the jail and complaining. They finally, after 4 days, they let these gentlemen get changed. They let them get showers and cleaned up for jury selection today. But this is how they're treating these guys in jail. The marshals are in control of these guys. They're trying to punish them as if they're already guilty. I think part of it,
John, I'm going to tell you, this is my opinion on that. I think they're using psychological warfare on the guys. They're trying to beat them down psychologically before they get to court.
Well, and
physically.
What
they're trying to do.
They definitely are.
Not so much that they feel like they're already guilty. It is to win that battle. They're trying to beat them down psychologically.
Yes.
Have you heard any more about the situations with the motions in Lamine that was put in because of the Daniel P. Love revelation and the audio and video proof that Michelle Fiore was talking about where they were actually discussing who they were going to shoot? Has there been any change in that realm?
I'm glad you brought that up. So that was a motion that was heard late this afternoon also. And the government was trying to keep the evidence of the of Daniel P. Love and all the misconduct of those officers out of court. The day the judge ruled and she said she was going to allow all and any misconduct of all the agents that were involved to be part of the trial, that the jury could hear them misconduct of those officers.
Oh, praise God. God is working. Oh, wow.
It was.
Did you hear
awesome.
That, Eric? Oh,
yeah, she didn't
thank
have much
Jesus.
Ground to stand on because every defense attorney has not only the opportunity, but the requirement, the duty to impede the credibility of the witnesses if it's legitimate, credible challenges to their credibility.
Yes, exactly.
Most of it's
wow.
obvious.
You know God is working.
He definitely is. It was really an awesome day in Portland and in Nevada today. We've seen God moving in both places. It was
and
awesome.
You know, we appreciate everything that you're doing and everybody else is doing over there and on the Nevada end as well as on the Oregon end, And this is what we keep telling individuals time and time again. It is about us joining together. There is nothing that is going to be fixed from Washington down. it can work together with us, but we are the ultimate ones who are going to make that difference, you know. And I just think everybody who is involved with that, hopefully, I know that we had had a recording. Lori's trying to get it to us where we can play it. It's from Tom, but unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that as of yet. Now, from what I understand, Kelly Stewart is going to be over there covering Oregon. Is she? She's over there covering Oregon right now. Is that correct?
Yes, I think so. I haven't talked to her tonight. I know that she's en route there, and I thought she was going to be there today, but I'm not positive she made it just yet.
Okay. Okay.
But she is heading there. I will be in court with Thomas. I'll be in court with him on the 14th. Yeah, that's his next hearing. And I know she's going to be there, and I'm going to be there also in support of him in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, I thought Tom's court was on the 13th.
They actually changed that, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm wrong, but I've been told it's now the 14th.
Okay,
for whatever reason.
We'll have to definitely double-check that. So,
that's because they don't want a lot of people showing up. They try to confuse you by changing the date. So
we need to definitely.
I've seen it happen before. It makes activism more difficult. They'll change times and days at the very last minute. They always stack the deck against us. And by the way, I hope people listening to this value this, because you're not going to hear this coverage on any of the other alternative or truth media or freedom-related media outlets, even the big ones. I'm wondering why nobody else besides John Lamb's covering this. So we really appreciate you doing it, John.
Yes, thank you. It's my honor. It's for a good cause. It's for some good guys that don't deserve to be where they're at right now.
Right. Now, have you heard anything about, I know that Tim Brown, he's my editor at freedomoutpost.com, and he's been covering really well in the print and doing radio as well. But I know in one of the reports that was speaking about Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore taking the stand. Do you have any knowledge of who is calling Michelle Fiore to the stand?
I'm not for sure which defendant, but I know that they are calling her to the stand. And she was made special appearance today and was in court today in support of the defendant. She came to Nevada here, and she sat in court on our first day of jury selection.
You know what? And this is what I was telling our listeners. We need more people like her. She is an amazing assemblywoman. She is what an assemblywoman or somebody in your legislature is supposed to be like. She fights for the people. And John, if you would, just hang on. Maybe we'll open up the lines and take a couple of calls if you don't care. If everybody,
yes.
We'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors.
Tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RVN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones. And we have guest John Lamb on the line, who is live in Nevada and updating us as to the situation that is going on with the Bundy jury selections, because the Bundy trials are coming up for Stephen Stewart, Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Greg Burleson, Todd Engel, and Ricky Lundlein, and that is over the Bundy standoff situation that happened in Nevada in 2014, as well as covering the situation in Portland, Oregon. It's been reported now that Dylan Anderson, Sean Anderson, and Sandy Anderson have accepted a plea bargain deal. The federal government dropped every bit of the charges with the exception of a trespassing charge on public land, no doubt. They got time served and 1 year unsupervised probation, maintaining their gun rights to live to fight another day. And we want to thank John very much for coming on the show and keeping us updated. And John, do you have a little bit of time to stay on the line or do you need to go? If you've got a little bit of time, I'll see if we've got some callers that might have some questions.
Yes, I can stay on a few more minutes.
Okay. All right. If you want to call in and ask any questions about the Nevada situation or the Oregon situation, please feel free to call in at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that is 1-800-313-9443. So, John, I'm really you know, the only, I know that it is only God himself that made it to where that judge is actually going to allow the jury to hear the evidence of the audio and video of the BLM agents, because that is huge.
It is huge.
And one does wonder if after that situation and that comes out, if that will also cause a turnaround effect and a grand jury indictment come down on those individuals that were actually involved in that. That would be phenomenal to see. And with, you know, the new turnaround of draining the swamp, per se, if you will, hopefully, hopefully that'll happen, you know, because this needs to be stopped. And BLM is an unlawful agency in the first place. It is not constitutional. Everybody needs to understand that. They not only don't have the right to be armed like a military force, you know, like I was explaining to Eric before you came on the show, anyone who hires Daniel Love, who has been in the Middle East, who is special forces, is not hiring them to pick up trash out of a park service. It just doesn't happen that way. They don't hire him for that. Would you agree
exactly
with that statement?
I definitely do. Daniel P. Love, his actions and misconduct has been totally criminal. And even the government now is ready to dump him. He's been put in a desk job, and he's been demoted. And so they've realized that. They've got themselves into a situation here, and now they're trying to back out of it without it a big of embarrassment to them. And with the new administration already threatening to take their guns away, de-arm
the BLM. It's not only embarrassment, John. John, I just wanted to interject. It's not only embarrassment. It's liability. Because as the entities that hired him and trained him and continued to employ him for that entire period of time, they're liable for his behavior. I believe it's Title 42, 1983. I could be wrong on that, but yeah, they're liable.
They definitely are. No, that's a good point. They're liable, and they don't want that to come out. So it's for them to do that. That was a big move, and they're ready to dispose of this case. They should have done dismissed all these charges. It shouldn't have even went this far. But with a couple of the situations that just happened here with this judge last week, count three of the weapons charge got dismissed. And then today, this move here, there's two great big miracles of this case. We really needed them.
Right. And I don't know if you know this, but you remember right before Obama left office, he signed off on that land to be quote-unquote a national monument. Well, right there shows you that they didn't own it before then in the first place.
Exactly.
So that was really a mistake on the Fed's part if they wanted to try to claim that they already owned the land, because Obama's signature on that, even though that's unlawful too, but the point is that showed that they didn't already have it.
Exactly right. But the Bundys have been on that land for over 100 years. And I've got the privilege to walk up and down on the ranch and go different places. They have water rights and water sources all over that ranch. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, there's over a half a dozen different springs and water sources that they're watering their cattle. They've even got water pipes that are placed in the ground from water sources way up in the mountains where they have water rights to water the cows all the way down into the ranch. And without water, these ranches are useless anyway. They've got deeded water rights, and the BLM is trying to act like they don't have access to the land when they've had it for over 100 years. Why do you have water rights and you don't have access to the land? It doesn't make sense.
Right. Right. Well, not only that, I remember when, because I was heavily involved with getting the live footage out there as well. I was not there at the ranch, but I had access to Pete's live stream, and I was getting it out to the people, too, and covering it as well and doing interviews and stuff via Skype. And BLM not just felonies in Nevada, just by what they did to the cattle. They were also destroying property as well. And then, you know, they wanted to try to claim it under that fictitious thing about the turtle. Well, that's why you're over there destroying the land? Right. Okay. It's not about a turtle. Y'all killed I can't remember whether it was 60,000 or 600,000 turtles because they couldn't, you know, figure out what to do with them in a different area. So, I mean, yeah. You know, this environmentalism crud, it's not real environmentalism. You know, you have real environmentalists, and then you have the ones who use it as a way to steal land and resources from the people under the guise of environmentalists, and it's a religion, basically. They worship it because, you know, ultimately it gives them power and it makes the people who are the rightful owners the serfs. It makes them the slaves to that big corporate system. Mike, do we have any callers? Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much, John. Is there anything else that you want to cover that maybe I didn't cover?
That's all I can think about tonight. As we go on through the week, I'm sure if you want me back on, I can keep you some more updates.
Yeah, I would love updates every night if it's possible.
That's great. Give me a call, and we're usually out of court by 4:30, and I'm back to where I'm staying, doing some paperwork, getting prepared for the next day. So it's awesome. I'd love to be on and keep you updated.
Well, that would be a blessing. Oh, I do know one more thing. Can you tell people if they're in the Nevada area what courthouse they need to look for out there for those protests?
It's the federal courthouse. I should know the name. I've been down here a half a dozen times now, but I don't have that address right offhand. But
what
it's
part
the
of
federal
town
courthouse. What's that?
Yeah, so it's the federal courthouse in Las Vegas. I'm sure anybody who cares enough to go down will be able to find it.
Yeah,
they'll
definitely
can't
miss this either.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you can't. They're usually quite a giant palace with marble and all kinds of stuff. They love to spend our money on luxurious accommodations for themselves. So everybody out there within driving distance of Las Vegas, get into the Witch's Courthouse Federal and be a courtroom observer for these most important of trials.
And we have about 50-some supporters out there, too, flying flags and signs throughout the day,
that's a good number. You'll definitely be easy to find.
Do you also know, and I don't know this is why I'm asking the question, do you know if Sheriff Mack is going to be called out there as a witness?
He has been subpoenaed. I don't know if they're going to use him yet or when approximately, but he has been subpoenaed.
Okay. Excellent.
And we had the courtroom packed out with supporters today. There was not really any extra seats. And then we had another about 50 people out protesting. And if anybody wants to watch some of this live, if you don't mind me telling them this, they can go to my Facebook page and watch it also live on Facebook throughout the day. I usually do at least two updates, sometimes three, but every day at noon, as soon as we get our lunch break and our recess from court, I will come out and I will update what's going on briefly and show you pictures of everybody protesting down there and marching up and down. And also in the evening, as soon as court's over with, we'll do another live update.
Okay, and tell everybody where your Facebook, how do they find your Facebook, John?
So they can find me on Facebook under my name. It's John Lamb. And Lamb, just like the sheep, L-A-M-B, so John Lamb, and I'm out of Bozeman, Montana, so it may pop up there from Montana when they look me up, but they can definitely follow me or come on there and look at that, go to that page and find these updates throughout the week, so that'd be awesome.
Okay, wonderful. Well, hold on one second, we do have a caller, John. Chris, yes. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fairly well. Good evening, John, and everyone there. And I thought John might want to have a contact here near the Las Vegas area that might be able to provide him some rest, but I don't know if he'll find the accommodations comforting or not. But I'm also an combat experienced court watcher and may be able to give some assistance, too.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. You hear that, John?
Yes. So what did you say there, Chris? I didn't quite catch it all.
Chris is a court observer in Vegas.
Right. I'm also involved in the common law grand jury movement, and I know quite a bit about the case. And if I can be of assistance to you, I think Lori's got my number, or the board operator definitely does, rather than putting out over the airwaves. I'm sure the local gendarme's got my number and probably recording. I tried several times to get through, and it would never connect, so they may have been interfering with my call.
Yes, and if you want to...
In other words, John, if y'all want to meet up, he's offering to meet up and give you help in any way that he can possibly.
That would be awesome. If you have time and you want to come down to the courthouse, I will be down there about 7:30 in the morning, and I will be down there till after court's over with. If not, if you can get my number from the show here from someone, or you can find me on Facebook if you have Facebook and message me, and I'll get you my phone number.
I don't have Facebook, but I will, if the board operator's got it when you leave, I'll get it from him, or Lori can give it to me, or whichever way it works for you, John. I don't want to put you in harm's way.
We'll get you his number.
That'd be great. I would love to speak with you, so that'd be awesome.
Excellent. Be blessed. And Lori, thank you so much. And I've had Tom stay here with me before, and he was heading my way before he got arrested, mm-hmm. I think, is the way I understood it. So mm-hmm. we know what's going on with that deal, too.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Right now, it's up in the air. The last I knew from Lori, it said that she had told me that March 13th, Tom was going to be back in court. John just informed me that they changed it to the 14th, so I'm going to confirm with Lori, and I will let everybody know tomorrow night which thing it is. It may be one of those situations where, and Eric can confirm, we've had to do this before, sit on the courthouse each day in case they want to play a flip-flop to keep people from being there.
They call that a fluid situation.
Yes, it is definitely fluid, sweetheart. I appreciate you so much, Chris. John, you're going to absolutely adore Chris. He's one of our faithful listeners, faithful callers, very intelligent, and will definitely be an asset in helping you in Las Vegas.
That'd be great. I'm excited to meet you.
Very good. I look forward to it, and I'll definitely be down there tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And, Mike, if you would get John's number to Chris, that would be helpful because I don't have the ability to do that right this second. So,
Hang on.
Thank you. So, everyone, we have boards open for some more calls. John, are you still able to hang on the line
I've got to head to the airport to pick up somebody that's flying in here shortly.
Okay.
So I don't want to be late for that, but I do have a couple more minutes if I need to. Okay.
If you need to go, that's fine.
Don't be late. Check in with us tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll check in
with us
tomorrow.
Was the time that we called you, was that a pretty good time to call you?
That's perfect, yes. That's a great time. I missed your first call. I was on another phone line, and so I'm sorry I missed that first call, but that was great.
Fine. Okay, wonderful. Well, we will give you a call tomorrow night for updates. Thank you so much, John, for everything you're doing. And definitely we will let the listeners stay updated. We are going to be, obviously this is fluid in two different states at the same time, and many of our political prisoners are headed to the courthouses and jury selections are going on, but we're going to keep a very close eye on this so that you are informed as to the real news that is going on with the boots on the ground. And we highly appreciate you, John, for everything you're doing, and thank you for keeping us updated with what is going on out there, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Thank you, and God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Okay, goodbye.
Leave your number with Mike, John.
Okay. What's that?
Yes. Okay. Mike's got John's number. He's going to give it to Chris.
You guys got it. So, okay, thanks.
Okay, so...
Now that this is going, I can have a few extra places where you can post up the updates as well.
Right. And if you would, because of situations, Mike. I need Chris's number later, possibly text to me. So anyway, everybody, that is the updates from right on the ground in Nevada, what happened today. That is some amazing news that has just come out, because they were going through jury selection today in Nevada. 50 of the individuals that were for the jury selection on the first day, the government had got rid of 20 of them, obviously, because they were pro the Bundys and neighbors and farmers and were really hardcore constitutionalists. But the point of the matter is this. That's a jury of the Bundys' peers. That is a jury of their peers, and the government doesn't want to know you let you know that little secret. It is a jury of their peers. However, not surprising. But the good news is, out of the 50, only 20 were removed, so that leaves 30 of them. And tomorrow will be the second day of jury selection, in which they're going to be speaking to 50 other individuals. And if they do choose out of those individuals that just from the first day and second day out of those 100, if they do choose, then trial will probably start Wednesday for opening arguments, which, of course, in Nevada is going to be covering Stephen Stewart, Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Greg Burleson, Todd Engel, and Ricky Loveline. Over in Oregon, it was reported that Dylan Anderson, Sean Anderson, and Sandy Anderson, they did accept a plea bargain. The government dropped all charges except for a trespassing charge on public property. And they got time served and 1 year unsupervised probation. They maintain their gun rights now. They're living to fight another day. We hold no ill will toward them. I wish them nothing but the best of luck. I'm glad they're out of there. The reality is, who gets 6 months in jail for trespassing, first of all? And then on top of that, we're going to do another year of unsupervised probation. But with the way that this system has been working out in Oregon and the way that the corruption has run rampant, I'm very glad for Shauna Anderson. Sean Anderson and Sandra and Dylan Anderson as well. We have four more individuals that are going to be facing trial. That's Daryl Thorne and Dwayne Elmer, Jake Bryan and Jason Patrick. They refused to take any sort of plea bargain or arrangement. They will be starting to face their trial, I believe, starts March the 14th. I will reconfirm that and get back with you about that tomorrow. And on that, the federal government is also trying to get them with the misdemeanor charges. So as you can see, that even as President Donald Trump is fighting from the top end, the people who've been fighting for years and years and years in this movement to fight against the government tyranny and corruption and against their unconstitutional actions are still fighting the fight and standing for each and every individual's right. Okay, absolutely. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Glad you guys are doing all this for Tom and the other people. It's awesome. I was quite aware of the Oregon situation and the Bundy Ranch. I never went to either of the places, but I did hear about Michelle Fiore and the night the four kids. Oh well, I call them. They're younger. The two. I think there was two girls or one girl in there, and two or three guys. And if it wasn't for her, and I think this other guy, what was his name? I think he's from Washington. What's his? Seems? What's his first name? Seems?
Gavin Saim.
Yeah, Gavin. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. He had that set up. Mm-hmm. The audio, I don't know if he had a visual, but he had the audio inside. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't get away with doing,
yep.
You know, in case they wanted to get worse than they already did.
Mm-hmm.
I feel he saved their lives with Michelle. I mean, and there was
I believe that he, because of what he did, I believe those lives were saved.
Me too. Does he have a contact number? Or, well, I don't know if he wants the whole world to call him, but
I tell you,
I wanted to call him one time to thank him, but.
Well, I do know that on he has his own YouTube. If you go on his YouTube, he does. If I'm not mistaken, I think he puts his email contact under there. So
yeah, he's off.
I think that's the way you could contact him. Yeah, oh
I
yeah,
seen him when Sheriff Mack was up there in Washington somewhere when they were doing some kind of there was a so-called decree or some kind of policy to take away the guns up in Washington. He or was it Oregon, one or the other? I think he's from Washington. But I saw him on that issue, too. But anyways, I heard on this station that because of the you guys handing out jury, or someone handing out jury nullification, they think that was one of the prime reasons why the people got off in Oregon, in Portland, about a month. Is that true?
Yeah, because what happens is most of the when a jury is in there in the courtroom, a judge is going to tell them, if they, no matter whether you feel like it was right or wrong of why they did it, if they violated this code, you have to convict them. They will not tell them their rights and their duties as a jury. When you're handing out jury nullification information, it gives the history. It gives the understanding of what that really means. It's not to be rebellious. It's to be educated. And so, yes, absolutely. They're, from what I understand, when they were doing that in Oregon, many of the jurors came and shook the hands of the individuals who handed out that information because they had no idea they had the right.
So the judge is actually taking an unconstitutional position, isn't he? In the sense of negating their rights.
In every sense. In every sense. They won't even allow a jury trial for the misdemeanor.
So is it true that Michelle Fiore had an actual audio of the BLM people saying which ones to actually take a kill?
Okay, from what I read in Tim's article, and Tim is a phenomenal editor. He's my editor with Freedom Outpost, but he also writes. And it is in there, and he doesn't put anything out unless it's verified. So, yes,
Mrs. Fiore has that audio.
Because the statement appears to have come from her about the, what had happened is this was audio and video from the BLM agent's own cameras, from what I'm
understanding. Up in Oregon, Nevada. Right?
In Nevada.
Nevada. Gotcha. Okay.
And just today, you know, God is working because they were trying to suppress that stuff with the BLM, and the judge ordered today that she is going to allow all the audio and video to be heard by the jury. All that evidence is going to be heard by the jury. Thank God. God is moving. I want to thank you for calling.
Amen. Thank you, God. Goodbye. Everybody.
Thank you. God bless you. As always, everyone, thank you for joining us this evening. Watch your backs. Check your facts. Simple Fidelis, and have a wonderful night.
I'm not interested in
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.